Welcome to Frankly Speaking. I'm Michelle Lassay Montgomery for George Mason University, the state university in Northern Virginia. George Mason University's dance company will be one of nine national groups performing at the American College Dance Festival Gala at the Kennedy Center this week. The winning dance was choreographed by Claudia Murphy, a dance professor at George Mason. The piece is entitled Ninth Inning, Fourth Down. As the name implies, the dance deals with the theme of sports signals. We're going to talk to Claudia about this particular honor of being a national winner and find out how the piece was created. Welcome to Frankly Speaking, Claudia. Each year, the American Dance Festival holds regional competitions. Your piece won initially the Richmond Regional Competition. How does the process work?
Well, the process works very simply. Several colleges hand in applications and ask to be adjudicated. The adjudicators come from very well-known dance areas. They then sit in judgment for approximately 2 to 3 days and look at maybe 40 works and decide which 40 works they find the best. Mm-hmm. And of that first process, 9 works were chosen, and those were the regional winners in Richmond. And George Mason was one of the regional winners there. They then went on to have a gala presentation in Richmond at the Empire Theater. And the other schools that won the first set of adjudications were schools like the University of Illinois, James Madison University.
There are several other regional competitions.
Yes, they occur across the country. Mm-hmm. There was a Midwest regional, a Western regional, and a Northeastern regional.
How many universities participate in the competition nationwide?
There were over 400 that competed.
The Signals piece originally premiered in October at George Mason, and it was a collaborative effort with a visual artist, Walter Kravitz, who's also a professor here at George Mason.
Yes.
What made you decide to collaborate with an artist?
Well, I'm very interested in working with other artists in trying to bring across a visual experience. I think that it just offers new challenges and new ways of looking at material and seeing how it can best be developed and created and distorted and whatever. I liked working with Walter because I thought his sculpture was visually very exciting and moved. I liked the way that it, whether someone passed by it or whether the air moved it, or it had a mobile-like quality that I found very interesting to work with.
The Signals piece deals somewhat with sports signals. Can you give me a little bit of background as to how you first conceptualized that? Why signals?
Well, that sort of came about as a collaborative effort as well. Walter and I and a musician named Glenn Smith were sitting around a conference table talking about how we thought we'd like to have a general theme or idea for the concert that we were working on. And someone threw out the idea of signals, and we just sort of all latched onto it. And I just started going crazy with what I started thinking about as nonverbal signals that people send to one another.
You mean nonverbal communication?
Right. And I thought that sports was one of the prime areas where there is so much indication of what certain fouls meant, whether it indicated it was a first down or whether it was 2 points or all the referee signals that they do in sports that I thought were I could incorporate into the movement that I wanted to use. I went around asking everyone I knew of different kinds of signals that occurred in various sports.
And what were some of the things that they gave you?
Just like the touchdown sign and you're out signal and you're safe from baseball. And from football, there was first down and clipping. And then from basketball, there was the signal of 2 points and dribbling and just various things. And they're all, I mean, all those signs and signals are in the piece. The piece is interesting in that I use sports signals, but the piece is danced by three women.
Why three women?
Well, I don't know. I enjoyed the contrast, and I kind of enjoyed the equality that I gave them in the piece. Each of the dancers is very equal to the next. There is no one featured dancer or featured star. They're all very equal in terms of talent and in terms of ability. And the piece itself is a very physical piece that deals with the aggressiveness of sports. And I just like the whole contrast of this very aggressive dance that dealt with generally male signals in a male kind of sports activity, danced by three women.
Is there a particular message behind this particular piece, the fact that you do use three females?
I think so, and I think that the viewer can readily gain that from having seen the piece.
Well, for our listening audience, what is your message? What are you saying with it?
I think that basically it's an equality statement. Equality in terms of women and their abilities, but also it makes a very definite comment about the aggressiveness and brutality in sports. And I just thought that it was interesting to have that contrast made by using women to demonstrate it. Somehow you recognize aggressiveness and physical brutality. It becomes so much more blatant if it's women doing it. We've learned to come to accept it from men and not generally from women, so that the statement becomes even more dominant when it's done by women.
There are transitions in life, I would think, that would affect the work that you do. How would you classify your style?
Well, it's been emerging for the past 10 years, I'd say. Initially, I think you fumble and you have all the people that you are impressed by, and you tend to use bits and pieces of their style. I think every choreographer goes through that, the people that they've studied with, and you begin to see those styles creeping up into your choreography. And then I think you get to a point where you begin to realize that you have, or you hopefully have, a unique message that you want to transcend your work. Hopefully, the more works that you do and the more experience that you get in different kinds of spaces and in different kinds of environments and with different types of dancers, that style slowly begins to emerge. At this point, I really don't know how to classify myself. Others have classified me as a minimalist.
Define minimalist.
Minimalism just basically deals with using a minimal amount of movement and or space to make a rather large statement, I would say. I don't know whether I fit into that category. I tend to shun away from that just because I feel that I have so many places to go that at this point, to channel myself into one particular style or direction, it's too limiting. I just am so intrigued by so many different things: film, video, working with visual artists. I just have no idea what area I'll move into next.
You've studied with Yvonne Rainer and Twyla Tharp and many others. Of all of the people that you've studied with, has there been one or two that stand out in your mind that's made a great impression on you and your work?
Oh, sure. I would say Yvonne Rainer, for sure. She was the person that really turned me on to dance and showed me that there was a whole other world out there rather than traditional movement. She's just a very complex woman that opened up really new vistas for me and challenged me greatly in terms of ways of choreographing and using very ordinary, common, everyday household products in new and unusual ways. And the other woman that really influenced me would be Twyla Tharp. And Twyla, because she's intellectually so brilliant and articulate, she's one of these women that totally always amazes you in her revelations or her concepts about the way she works. And her movement vocabulary, I think, is one of the most stunning that I've ever seen. So both of those women, I feel, had a definite impact on me.
George Mason's first dance class was initiated 11 years ago.
Yes.
Since then, there have been many developments, namely a BFA program in dance. What role did you play in this development?
Well, I guess you could say I played a key role in development of dance at George Mason. When I first came here, there was only one modern dance course called Beginning Modern Dance. The program was at a very neophyte level. There was no one that had been here before me that was giving it any direction. It was just sort of a service class that was offered under physical education. And over the 11 years, we've managed to offer over 20 different course offerings, and hopefully bringing new talent to the university in the way of guest artists and guest choreographers, and challenging students so that they just don't have the same teachers every day, day in and day out. I think that's one of the things that I've been most concerned about doing at the university, is constantly providing new avenues for students to explore, and whether that's in the form of choreography or whether that's in the form of bringing in guest artists to challenge them and for them to see new ways and new ideas and ways of working. I think that we've had many master classes at the university, and constantly are being called by new students daily at this point to find out what our dance program is all about. And for that, I'm very pleased and very thankful.
In the age of high tech, how do you think that the art of dance is going to fare in the future?
It's just a matter of time before computer dance becomes the thing of the present.
And when you say computer dance, what do you mean?
I mean that creating automated figures on a video screen that will move, and that the choreographer will have to be a video and or computer artist rather than a physical artist.
Interesting, an interesting concept to think about.
I don't know whether I feel that I'm prepared for the future, but I think that that definitely is something that will come about.
Thank you, Claudia, for being on Frankly Speaking. The George Mason University Dance Company will perform Signals, Ninth Inning, Fourth Down at the Kennedy Center on Tuesday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The company will have their annual dance concert May 6th, 7th, and 8th at George Mason. For information about both events, call 691-7900. You've been listening to Frankly Speaking, a public service program produced by George Mason University. I'm Michelle Lassane Montgomery at George Mason University, the state university in Northern Virginia. Thank you for listening.